Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to our show.
Hi.
It's hour two.
Sports heavy hour one.
Yeah, man. Well, it's, you know, Monday. A lot went on this weekend.
Sports.
Good football weekend. Good NBA weekend. That was a good game last night.
Your Zers?
My Zers. They're not my Zers. They're your Zers.
How do you get blown out by the worst team in the league and then beat the Golden State Warriors for the third time this year?
Well, can I one-up you?
Yeah, go for it.
How do you get blown out by the Pelicans and beat the Thunder?
I was watching that.
And yet that's what they did.
Were down by 22 in that Oklahoma City game.
Yeah.
The only team to do it so far.
Yeah. Well, I guess the Thunder can't close like the Pelicans then, can
they? Apparently not. We found a chink in their armor.
Yeah, good sports weekend. We do have one more game tonight. Steelers-Dolphins, as Lowercase was just telling you about. And, you know, Lowercase is a big Steelers fan. He likes the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, I see him right there. Is that some sort of zip up there?
Hey, he's got a Steelers hoodie on.
And by the way, this game actually has, you know, like...
Steelers need this, don't they?
The Steelers need this. And believe it or not, you know, the Dolphins still have a pulse. Like, this is not... If the Dolphins find a way to make the postseason, so if they win this, they go to 7-7. And you look at the standings, they're not going to get in, but there is a path. If they found a way to do it, this will be the single greatest comeback in coaching history if the Dolphins find a way to make the postseason with this team.
Didn't he do this last year, too? He won a bunch of games late.
I don't know.
McDaniel.
He's been on death's door a couple times, and they managed to pull it out of the fire. I'm not saying the Dolphins are good. Just where they
were not
at,
bad.
Where they were at, and people writing them off. It has been a nice little.
So they started 1-6.
Yes.
They have now won 5 of 6.
Yeah.
Last year, they started 2-6, and they finished 8-9.
So maybe just. Don't play the start of the season or not suck for the first 8 weeks.
That's really weird.
Yeah. I don't know if this saves anyone's job.
You worried, Lowercase? You worried about the Fins tonight?
Very. This is a must win for the Steelers.
10-degree weather?
Trust me, dude. When you're a Steeler fan at this point, I would be worried about everything.
I know.
I'm still trying to comprehend how they beat the Ravens because, boy, you want to talk about an offense. Like, as I mentioned, Seattle's offense kind of, it leaves me feeling a little oogie. If you want to talk about an offense on a team that's supposed to be good that makes me want to puke, I give you Pittsburgh's offense. That was the first time all year I've seen Aaron Rodgers care to actually play the quarterback position where, I don't know, made a drop, made a read, and threw the ball. Aaron Rodgers just wants to pre-snap, find out where to go with it, and get rid of it in 1.2 seconds so he doesn't get hit. He doesn't want to move. Like, he has shown a disinterest in playing that position all year. And then last week against the Ravens, he was like, oh, yeah, I can still throw the ball downfield. It's the damnedest thing.
I really think what it is that we activated Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Adam Thielen, and having a number two wide receiver that actually makes a safety split the middle of the field rather than just hover over DK.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if your savior is either one of those guys, especially Adam Thielen, I hate to tell you, Lowercase, but you guys ain't going anywhere. And TJ Watt's not playing because they pulled the Tyrod Taylor on him, which is, by the way, we were speculating about that last week. We're like, man, like, claps lung, like, how does that happen? Turns out they were doing a dry needling at the facility and the damn doctor punctured the lung.
It's crazy. But, you know, let's be honest, TJ Watt wasn't doing much anyway. Am I wrong, Lowercase? What do you think about that?
They did not run the ball to the right side of the offense, I think, until Indianapolis. So no one ran against the Steelers.
You're talking about Baltimore.
No, like just any
team. Okay.
Seattle didn't. Yeah. All of Seattle's breakaway runs.
So him being out there is good.
It's a big factor.
But I would also, might I?
Yeah.
Baltimore did beat Pittsburgh. They got the game-winning touchdown. It's just they ruled it not a catch. They did.
That was one of
those. That was a catch.
Isaiah Likely should be a hero in Baltimore, but he's led an inch short on like three separate occasions.
And Jesse James should be a hero in Pittsburgh.
Who?
Jesse James was the tight end who got the touchdown robbed against the Patriots.
That's right. You're not bitter. You're not holding on to anything, are you? Bring
just
it up,
a little
Jesse
bit.
James. Man, I love sports.
Well, I'm glad that you do. Otherwise, it'd be kind of a bummer to do this job.
I love sports.
But it's nice. Kind
of got
tonight.
Scrooty over.
We didn't even mention the best game of the weekend, which was Bills-Patriots.
That was a great game.
Yes.
And we're not going to mention it because now we have to break. Yeah. And then we'd like to talk about the Heisman.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I
love the Heisman. The Heisman sucks. It's kind of the award's been diluted. Yeah. But every year that ceremony ropes me in. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. And Fernando Mendoza is great.
He is. And one guy really exposed himself for who he is. And
well, let's talk about Mendoza. Yeah. Mendoza won it. Yes. Who cares about Pavia? Although Pavia is a douche.
Yes, he is.
He's like the evil Fernando Mendoza. And he's showing that.
At every turn.
But I tell you, that Mendoza speech was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
He's a great kid. So
every young kid should listen to that.
We'll recap that coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, no stock watch today.
No.
Even though the open played. Well, the open should play.
Yeah, we have to play the open because, you know.
1-800-DIVORCE.
If you hate your spouse, you know, call those guys.
Yeah, they're our sponsor, but
we don't have a stock watch.
Yeah, Lowercase isn't up to speed on the
no.
on the stock watch. I'm not really sure why.
Don't ask questions. Look, it's
but he's not. It's not your
any, be happy. I didn't get any notes.
Be right. happy that Lowercase is here.
It's really lucky to have.
It's
Lowercase.
A Monday Night Football. He's wearing a Steelers hoodie. You think he's paying any attention to what's going on?
No, I mean,
just be happy he's here.
I just feel like over the last several months, if we did not have Lowercase, I'm not certain what we would have done.
Well, I think you'd be in there pressing buttons, is what would happen.
Because
maybe fan man, like we're running thin here. Our depth at the station, it's not what it once was.
They're flooding out of here.
Yeah. So be happy.
Not Lowercase.
I thought we had BYU Rob. What happened to him?
He swims upstream. Yeah. What happened to that guy? I heard there was another
you mean
guy.
Brandon?
Is it Brandon? BYU? I don't know. There
he's
was
he's a Mormon kid.
Yeah, he's a Mormon kid.
I've heard tales of him. I've never even seen him.
I've seen him twice in the office. I don't know what the deal is.
What's
I just
happening
go
here?
Where I'm told.
I know you do, Lowercase. That's
he's
what
busy
we love,
serving the Lord, apparently.
All right. Well, no, no stock watch.
No.
But the Heisman was great.
Yeah.
It was not close. Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, we all talked about supposedly. I guess the editorial we. There was this idea that it was going to be close. It was not.
No.
In fact, it was one of the. It was like the fifth largest margin, basically over the last like 30 years.
Yeah. I talked about this on Friday a little bit with the Kalen DeBoer stuff. we're doing this a lot now where we just, there are narratives that are completely made up.
Yeah.
And people just go with them.
Well, I was a little surprised. Like,
I don't know where it came from that it was supposed to be close.
Yeah.
And I also don't know, this whole idea of Kalen DeBoer going to Michigan is just dumb. It's been dumb from the beginning. And yet,
he had to put out a statement.
Well, he did, but because people kept talking about it, like it was literally out of thin air.
Yeah,
and yet it just gets picked up and gains steam. I don't get why we do this.
Well, I've talked about it that if you just lie about yourself and you just say that you're great and you say it enough times, people start to believe it.
Hey, I'm great.
I know people that I've encountered in my life that use this technique. That if you just continue to say one narrative, even if it's not based in anything remotely accurate, like it becomes canon.
Always done this? Is it worse now?
I think it's worse now, but I think this has always been the case. I remember this from when I was a kid. I remember this. People do it in athletics. People do it in academics. People do it in the business world. They just, if you just be like, no, I'm great at this. And even if there's proof that you're not, you just can stick to your guns and it becomes something. And I swear ESPN does this better than anyone.
Yeah.
ESPN will make up
a narrative
just so they have something to talk about.
Wyatt, you're really obnoxious.
Yeah, that helps too. I remember like it was when we were when Indiana was going into that final week, there was the idea that like that was billed as the whoever wins that game, right, has the Heisman Trophy moment. And I was like, well, Mendoza's going to win. Someone even texted me and was like, who you got? And I'm like, dude, it's Mendoza in a landslide. And then over the next week, I actually started to doubt it. I was like, oh my God, everyone keeps saying that this thing is going to be really close. In my mind, I'm like, wow, I must have been way off. No, he had 643 first place votes. The little troll had 189.
Yeah, that's just it. I think it does make you go, well, maybe there's something to that.
Well, I am an idiot, but I'm like, am I that wrong?
It's so weird. Anyway.
It got me doubting. I literally had that thought of, is this thing going to be close? No, I was right the first time.
It wasn't close. Mendoza got up there and was fantastic. If you are not or cannot root for Fernando Mendoza, you do not have a soul. You don't have a heart. Like, that guy is great.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't really care about Indiana. I'm not rooting for Indiana, but that kid is he's one of the better kids to come along in a long time in college sports. His speech was wonderful. Yeah. He obviously cares a lot. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
His mom has MS, I think. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And he's just so sweet to her. I don't know. He's awesome.
He's the guy that makes you want to root for him, and it makes you want to root for Indiana. And by the way, it also helps that it's Indiana. I also saw this. I don't remember what reporter it was, but they were saying one of the major ESPN reporters, and I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't like some fly-by-night guy. One of the big college football reporters might have been Reese. He said that they've been going to the Heisman thing for 30 years, and they never have seen teammates show up. I guess when Mendoza went backstage, I don't know if you've seen the video. Dude, he had like a bunch of his teammates that came to New York and were waiting there to mob him. And he goes, that just doesn't happen. And by all accounts, this is the real deal. And I'm with you. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was awesome for Indiana. I thought it was awesome for college football. And it was awesome for decency. And I don't want to try to make this out to be like one's the greatest guy in the world and one's the worst. But one guy you walked away so glad that he won it. And the second place, I can't tell you how. I don't know which I'm happier about, that Mendoza won it or that Pavia didn't. Because you want to talk about two different archetypes, one being good for the sport and one being bad. I give you those two.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Pavia, he apparently went out to some club.
Yeah.
And he had an F Indiana.
Yeah, he went out and had bottle service.
You know how the girls bring the board? Oh, it's lowercase knows this. I mean, this is right up his alley. Like, I'm a 50-year-old man. I only know this from, like, stupid reality shows about young people. But they bring out the big board and they put a little, it's like your own little personal marquee.
Yep.
His read F Indiana.
Yep. And then he was flipping off the camera. He also said F all Heisman voters. It got to the point where he actually, and he didn't, but someone in his PR team got together and said, you might want to issue an apology. The other one that was alarming about him is, like, he is not a real NFL prospect. Like, the highest I've seen him is maybe late third round. Julian Sain is 6'1", apparently. Jeremiah Love is 6 foot. Go do yourself a favor and look at the photo on the Heisman stage of Jeremiah Love, who is 6 feet tall, and Sain close to it. Diego Pavia might be 5'7".
We're not getting Kyler Murray'd again, is what you're saying?
Well, you're not getting Kyler Murray'd because he is not Kyler Murray. And I hope he enjoys it because that dude's living the high life.
Well, he's got NIL money, right?
Well, he better hold on to that NIL money because he ain't getting any of that NFL money.
Now, do we have to get another year of him?
I think he's sued, but I think he's done.
So he's not going back to Vanderbilt?
No, no. I think the courts have told him no.
Good.
So, I mean, this persona that he has built up, if you really want to be known as the less talented, smaller Johnny Manziel, dude, good luck to you, man.
Yeah, it's not going to age well.
No, it's not.
It really is. Kind of embarrassing, but
yeah.
But that's why Mendoza is so great.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we shouldn't take guys like Mendoza for granted.
No.
Because you got boobs like Pavia.
I even liked that he was thanking Cal and his teammates. And he just, look, I get that college football is changing and these kids now have money and they have opportunities and they're changing and different teams. And so it's not like it was, you know, years ago. So stop trying to make it like that. These kids are more empowered than ever. And yes, they have real money. I just think there's a way you can do that and still be classy. And I thought adding in Cal and what that meant to him and his teammates in Indiana, it was a really good modern day reminder that there's some really sharp kids. There may be some tools in the drawer, but there's also some really sharp scissors as well.
Yeah, it's good. The old Heisman. He'll probably go to the Raiders. Mendoza.
Yeah, it depends.
If he's the number one pick.
If he's the number one pick, I still think if Dante Moore comes out, I think Dante Moore is the number one pick. Just my 2 cents. And we don't know. It does seem like there's a little bit of shift. The idea was that Dante Moore was for sure coming back. Everyone now, all the talking heads seem to think that this is a top three pick and that maybe with Will Stein leaving, maybe there is an element to he leaves. I believe that if Dante Moore comes out, I believe he will be the number one pick over Mendoza.
Can't these guys earn themselves? I mean, these playoffs are huge.
Yes.
Right? Like, I mean, if Dante Moore flames out in the playoff, that's going to hurt him.
Absolutely.
Same with Mendoza.
100%.
So there's a lot still on the line for those guys.
Absolutely. But, and it's a week.
But the number one pick is likely.
It'll be one of
Vegas.
Them. Yes. Yes. Yeah. They are uniquely bad at this point. Like Cincinnati has shown some incompetence.
You know, there was a team yesterday that was worse than them.
Than Cincinnati?
No, that was worse than the Raiders. You know, the Raiders got blown out by the...
Yeah, they got shut out.
Was it the Tech?
It was 31-0.
The Eagles. Yeah. Warren Sharp posted that it was actually a team that graded out worse yesterday.
Who was that?
The Browns.
Well, and we can...
And I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, I was... I mean...
The Bears beat the living tar out of them.
Shadur had his own thing, and the Raiders... I mean it. The Raiders are one of the worst football teams that I can remember. Like, they are... I did not think an NFL team could be this bad on a regular basis. I mean, it is... The ineptitude in which they operate is just purely... It's staggering. I wanted to double-check this, but... did you see how many yards they had?
The Raiders?
And this is the third time this has happened this year.
Did they get to 100?
No. It's the third time. They had 75 total yards.
God.
They had 42 plays and for 72 yards.
It's like the Steelers.
I just don't know.
What? Sorry.
I mean, that was a shot.
Taking shots.
75 yards is embarrassing.
75 yards.
Yeah. Was Geno still back there or is he hurt?
It's Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett.
God.
Kenny Pickett went 15 to 25 for 64 yards and threw a pick. I mean, if you're Dante Moore, maybe you don't want to go to the Raiders. I don't know if you can bring Pete Carroll back. It's just, that thing is just an abomination. But yes, I believe that whoever ends up with the number one pick, because the Raiders are in the mix for it, the Giants, although if the Giants got it, they wouldn't pick a quarterback. I think they like Jackson Dart. The Jets, but there are three losses. Is there anyone else that's a two? Titans, they wouldn't pick a quarterback, but I would assume that that's going to be a trade. Mendoza or Moore, whichever we, you know, that should be the number one player off the board. And if it's the Giants or whatever, they'll just trade back.
Is Sain coming out?
No, he's young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he, poor little Julian Sain over there.
Yeah.
Do you see that video circulating of the press conference for the Heisman?
No.
Well, they set them each at their own little media tables.
Sure.
And Pavia's was packed and Mendoza's was packed.
No one paid any attention to it.
There was one guy on talking to Julian Sand.
Really?
Yeah. Poor little guy over there.
Did Love get anything?
They didn't show him. He was on the other side. Yeah. He had a few, but not a lot, no. Okay. But say the idea was, I mean, it was Sand was right next to the other two quarterbacks. No one cares about Julian Sand.
No. And they were the number one team, but they lost to Indiana.
No one's talking about him.
I wonder if they had beat Indiana if we talk about that different, or if they win a national title, which I still think.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I still think they're the best.
Write
team in
the off at your own peril. No one's talking about him, but guess who's not in that playoff? Diego Pavia is not in that playoff. Julian Sayan is.
31 touchdowns, 6 picks. I mean, none of those guys had eye-poppy numbers.
He didn't look good against Indiana.
No. Indiana does that to a lot of players. Oregon's offense didn't look against Indiana.
Dante Moore, they had him all sorts of twisted up.
Yeah. Which I'll be interested to see if they get another crack at Indiana. And that would be, obviously, if Indiana wins and then Oregon beats JMU and then Texas Tech. I'd be interested to know, because Indiana certainly does a lot of different stuff on defense. They run a lot of safety rotation false pressures. I would be interested to know if Dante Moore getting a second crack at that, if it's way better because you've seen it.
I'm sure he learned a lot.
Yeah. So I would be very intrigued to see Dante Moore with another crack at that.
That's the hard part about the layoff, even though it hurt Oregon last year, it seemed.
Yeah.
Indiana's sitting there waiting. Yeah. Like they don't, and I know they'd have a game before playing if they played Oregon, but they're just sitting there right now adding all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of
Cignetti, dude, he is nasty.
Yeah. There was a really good 60 Minutes piece on them over the weekend. If you haven't seen it, I recommend checking it out. And I keep going back to that. He got so tired of being asked questions about, you know, who he is and all that. I win. Google me. And it worked. I remember hearing that and just laughing and being like, man, that's some balls to go into Indiana and say, I win, Google me. And yet here he is.
All right. In the news is coming up next. We have fire news and another round of wet and stormy weather. But first, lowercase. All right. Welcome back. It is December 15, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. Sit down. Sit.
Let's see what Molly Tengies has to go through now.
Oh, she drives me crazy.
I bet that's probably like the third most expensive thing you own, by the way.
The dog? Yeah.
Buy your house, your car, and Molly Tengies. Have fun with that.
I am. I love her, but she's annoying. Small dogs are annoying. Yeah. Don't get small dogs.
Never had one.
Yeah, don't get one. Trust me.
Before we got the Akita, I was trying to work on, I wanted a Schnauzer. And
I hate those.
And somehow I ended up with the biggest dog I've ever owned. So it goes to show you where the authority in my house lies.
Right. Yeah. Well, today is International Tea Day. Hope you like your tea.
I only drink tea when I'm not feeling well.
I like tea every once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
A nice Earl Grey, if you will. My daughter makes tea every night for her and the missus, and they always ask me, and I just am, why? Like, what? I don't need an...
Doesn't it help, like, put you to sleep?
I don't know. That's what booze is for. I mean, why would I have tea to put me to sleep when I have Tully's? I don't... I go to sleep like an adult. I don't need tea. Get out of here with that.
Would you like a cupcake? It is also National Cupcake Day.
Nah, not really.
Tea and cupcakes.
I don't mind a cupcake, but, you know.
They're fine.
I will never buy a cupcake. I will never seek out a cupcake.
It's all about the frosting.
Yeah, cupcakes are more... I disagree, because I think far too often the cupcake to frosting ratio is way off.
Meaning too much cupcake?
No, too much frosting. Yeah, you take the cupcake, and then they put, like, this massive amount of frosting on it, like...
I
usually end up leaving out with a cupcake. I take the knife or a finger and I scrape off about 70% of the frosting, and then I get to a good frosting cupcake ratio, and then I may enjoy it. But
I don't really even need the cupcake part.
You just want the frosting?
Yeah. What I like to do is I like to take two cupcakes, you scrape off the icing on one of them, then you sandwich it. Now you got a cupcake sandwich.
See, there you go. I can go with that.
I love that.
When my daughter makes cupcakes, the like the yellow cake ones, she actually makes me a couple plain ones. I prefer the, I don't need all the fluff. Give me a nice moist cupcake and we're good.
We've got another atmospheric river rolling through here.
Boy, I'll tell you what, is it worse than it was today? Because it was pissing today.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Not good out there.
Yeah, it was
a rough couple weeks around here.
Yeah, it was no bueno, man. Some of the, and some of the flooding like up north, was it,
Yeah. Sequoia? Wait, no, that's
Snohomish,
the tree.
Snohomish, maybe?
Snoqualmie.
Yeah.
Wish.
Boy, some of the flooding up there in Washington, hey, it starts with an S, and it's really bad.
I think it's...
And it's getting worse. I think
Sammamish.
It's...
Sammamish? Some your mom?
Swami, nope. Swanson, Suene, Samsonite, way off.
Way off.
I don't know. Some people up to the north, they've got it bad.
Yeah, did they have like a kayak? Did you see that... Now, this didn't make in the news, so I'm going to probably butcher this.
Probably.
But I was looking at the story where some kayaker was looting.
Really?
It was a kayak looter.
Wow. He just
floodwaters were so high, he was just paddling around into homes and stealing stuff.
What a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Really? Like,
a looter.
Hey, I know these homes are all flooded, but I got a good idea. Let's just go ahead and steal some crap while I'm at it. Hope you get caught in the undertow.
Well, they're saying this week... Buckle up, even though we've already seen it today, the rest of the week. It's another round of wet and stormy weather, okay?
Cool. So you're not golfing.
Rain totals may amount to 2 to 3 inches around the Portland metro area and the Willamette Valley by the end of the week. Mm. Some forecast models show 3 to 6 inches of rain across the Oregon coastline, mountain foothills.
Damn it.
So rising rivers, minor flooding, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, so slow down, give everyone a little grace out on the roads and... Try not to go through the giant puddles, even though it's kind of fun to do so.
Expect a chance for rain every day with more significant rainfall throughout Tuesday night, then again Thursday night.
So it's just going to keep coming.
And to answer your question, I am playing golf.
Oh.
Because I will be in sunny San Diego.
On Friday.
Yes. Now, can we say this word?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it.
This is Isaac Rupp and not me, and don't...
Are you guys all bracing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I read this on Oregon Live.
Doesn't mean...
And the headline is, how a Portland record label is reclaiming a once derogatory term through rock music.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's... Go for it. Isaac Rupp, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh, is right.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Chicano.
Oh, that's not bad.
I think it is.
That's bad?
Well
I don't want to say
based on
that.
The headline, yes.
Boy, I'll tell you right now. If you like.
You thought it was going to be worse.
Boy,
I haven't thought of that term for many, many moons.
I've
heard the term.
I'm going to pull a Myers Leonard. I had no idea that that was a derogatory term. If I called
someone. Well, I don't think many do.
If I called something that or called someone that and they got mad, I'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm blaming ignorant white guy here. I had no idea that was a bad term.
But you wouldn't use that term. At least I hope not.
I don't think so.
I don't think we should use that term as white men.
Is that one that we can't say, but they can?
Yes. I think so. I don't think you're supposed to say that. But I've heard it. I just haven't really heard it in a long time. And now they're saying these guys are kind of bringing it back.
I just thought it was another... name for people of they Hispanic
it,
descent.
They call it Chicano rock.
I thought Chicano...
It's a type of music.
I thought... Exactly. If you told me that we were going out to eat or we were going to listen to something and I said, what is it? And you said, it's Chicano, I'd be like, oh, cool. All right, we're going to go listen to some Latin music. I didn't know I was slurring something. I had no idea.
Yeah, so now there's these guys trying to bring back Chicano rock.
I didn't know it went anywhere.
Well, it did.
Hmm.
Okay.
This is one of those things that maybe, like, never mind. As a middle-aged white guy, allow me to, as Dave Chappelle said, or maybe you could shut the F up. Sometimes when it comes to those things, you just realize, as the middle-aged white guy, just be quiet.
Well,
it's not up to me to determine whether or not that's offensive. But apparently now it's not offensive.
Well, these guys are in Portland. Their names are...
Are you about to offend some more people?
I just don't know how to pronounce it. Josu. I think
you butchering their names are more offensive than you saying that they have Chicano rock.
He says, I found my musical voice in those two worlds. I think that there's a lot of Latinos like myself who grew up speaking very poor Spanish, trying to find a place to fit in that maybe didn't fit in to the camp of being Mexican, but didn't fit into the camp of being white. Mm. And so now there's this record label, Electric Chocoland Records. Mm. And they are a grassroots record company started by this guy and his buddy named Shorty. Marco Shorty Delgado.
Yes, Shorty.
And they have, they've been active for a year, and they've already signed three musical acts, and they are trying to bring back Chicano rock. Mm. Okay, so keep an eye out for their video release party in a couple of days.
I will tell you that.
Landmark Saloon.
I will not be doing that, but Wednesday. I appreciate that they're trying to bring something back.
But they're all going to play. Their three bands are going to play there.
Well, that thing you said about, like, being Hispanic but not being Hispanic, you speak poor Spanish. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. My gal is Japanese. Her whole family's from Japan. But she was split, raised half in the United States, half over there, went to an international high school over there. So I've heard her talk about this, heard a lot of her friends, that you kind of end up in no man's land because you're certainly not white, you're not American, but you're not Japanese, and both sides kind of give you crap for it. And I've seen that firsthand where you can feel like you don't have any place that you belong. So that I do sympathize with. That stinks.
So this says, Chicano originated as a derogatory term for a person of Mexican descent born in the United States, but has since been reclaimed as a mixed cultural identity. Okay. For Electric Chocoland Records, the term encompasses more of an identity than a sound. The label of Chicano rock just facilitates me being able to explore so many avenues and not be tied down to a genre like Texas blues or alternative rock. I don't know. I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, good music's good music. So go Chicano rock. And you know what? Maybe now I will listen to the release party.
There was a fire aboard a Portland Spirit Boat. The Portland Spirit Boat.
Yeah, is there more than one?
Well, this says a Portland Spirit Boat, but no, I think there's only one.
I thought it was just the Portland Spirit, not Portland Spirits.
But a large firefighter presence and passenger evacuations.
That's no good.
This was Saturday night.
Well, that might give you a little, spice up the tour a little bit. You know, at the end of the tour, like, you get the fireboat comes out and they put some smoke, but it's not really on fire. It's just kind of part of the... Gives you a little of an adrenaline rush. You got a little Titanic thing going on.
You dive into the Willamette.
Well, I just thought maybe... Well, not now. It's full of poop.
You're good now.
Maybe when it's clean. I don't know. I just thought maybe at the end of it, you know, that could be part of, like, you pay a little extra and you get the fire evacuation. Then you get to put on the little vest and, you know, you get to run off the boat. And then you get a nice story to tell about how you almost died.
Yeah, it's like Burning Man, where at the end of it all, you just light it on fire and now you get the memories. Yeah.
Say, hey, Portland Spirit, if sales are sloughing a little bit, how about a little disaster exercise at the end of it?
Well, the initial reports of a fire on the vessel turned out to be false. There was no fire. Or medical emergency aboard.
Oh, well, there you go.
They were initially called to the scene around 8:30 p.m. as a precaution. All 68 passengers were evacuated.
Oh. Think the passengers were disappointed when they found out that nothing... like.
Yes, they were probably pissed, but maybe they got their money back. Yeah.
I have that sometimes when you're stuck, like, in an hour-long delay, and then there's no reason for it. Like, you get up to the choke point, and you think there's going to be, like, a crash or something, like, some sort of police presence, but
no,
it's not.
Nothing.
And then you're like, what the hell, man? Like, we evacuated for nothing? You just want to see, like, I don't know, like, some engine on fire.
They just said the boat had been experiencing mechanical issues.
But apparently not fire.
It was the vessel was checked over and safely resumed its journey around 9 o'clock, so it only took about a half an hour.
Yeah, we're fine.
I love the Portland Spirit. Have you ever been on there?
Years and years and years ago. We talk about it.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's always one of those things that we talk about doing and then we don't do.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you when you travel, because like when we go to New Orleans, we always do one of the Mississippi riverboat cruises, and I'll bet you no one that lives in New Orleans goes on those cruises. It might be a little bit of that. Like, if you're in town, hey, what do you want to do? Let's go check out the Portland Spirit.
It's a good time waster.
There you go.
And you can drink on there.
Yeah, it's...
And the food's better than you think.
Good stuff. All right. By the way, people saying the Portland Spirit, at least three ships in the fleet.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I thought it was just the Portland
Spirit.
Where
do they keep the other ones?
Couldn't tell you.
There's always the one sitting down there, but where are the others?
Don't know. According to text program, Indeed, Portland Spirits. So like Portland Spirit 1, 2, and 3, they call it, there's one that's the deuce. Is there one that's better than the others?
By the way, I don't think I buy that. I think there's only one Portland Spirit.
All right.
I'm calling conspiracy
theory. Time to work at Google.
Years removed from COVID, where does Portland's traffic rank now? That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I learned that there is only one Portland Spirit.
That's a lie.
But they do have other smaller boats. But there's only one. The Portland Spirit is the name of the main yacht.
Says that they have four boats, three yachts, and right. A jet boat.
Right. But they're all names. So Portland Spirit is just the one yacht. It is the Portland Spirit yacht. The other boats are all smaller.
Are they named something different?
Apparently they are. It looks like Willamette Star, Crystal Dolphin, and the Explorer Jet Boat.
By the way, Crystal Dolphin, I do not think of as a boat. I think of something completely different when you tell me Crystal Dolphin.
Yeah, it looks smaller. They have an aerial of the four boats in the water.
Yeah, the Portland Spirit.
The Portland Spirit's way bigger.
Yeah, it's way bigger. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that for you guys out there.
Crystal Dolphin. Welcome to the stage. Crystal Dolphin.
A new study on traffic. Portland, you know, we used to be one of the worst traffic cities.
Yeah, how are we doing?
That was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened.
Well, our freeways are kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Dumb.
And our bridge, at least the I-5 bridge, it's an embarrassment.
So this is done by a Washington-based traffic analytics company called INRIX, and they put out the 2025 traffic scoreboard. Portland area drivers are stuck in traffic more this year compared to last year. However, the Rose City ranks only 25th worst traffic in the U.S.
So that's not too bad.
That's way better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Didn't we used to be like top five?
I don't know about that.
I think it was L.A., Seattle,
I mean,
Portland.
L.A., New York. If you've ever driven across Seattle during rush hour traffic and then Portland, yeah, we're doing just fine compared to those.
Yeah, we were 113th globally
for
worst congestion.
Okay, so we're like the Iowa State of traffic. I can live with that.
And you're our Matt Campbell.
Do what I can. Now, to be fair, we never have to drive during peak traffic. My opinion of that would change if I had to get off at 5. Because there are days, like, if we get off early at 5, I'll just go sit at a bar for an hour or two as opposed to trying to slug my way through I-5 traffic getting across to the Coop.
Do you know what the worst traffic corridor in Oregon is?
the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be somewhere on 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bottleneck right there.
Yeah, 26 between 217 and the Vista Ridge Tunnel.
Yeah.
Worst in the state.
Oh, hands down. That thing is, which is why, like, when they talk about, like, putting, like, a baseball stadium out there, that's where everyone just groans. And you're like, well, good luck. I have that, like, I've heard from people, like, with concerts. Like, maybe the, even at Moda Center, or certainly for the ones, like, in Ridgefield or, like, A&A. If you live on that side, Hillsborough and Beaverton might as well be the moon to me. And probably vice versa. On a Friday, and you got a concert at 7 o'clock, and it's at Ridgefield or it's at Moda, cool. Leave at 1.
The U.S. city that topped the list, worst traffic? Chicago.
Yeah.
Chi-town.
When my daughter lived there, it was not good. I thought it'd be L.A.
L.A. is fourth.
Because L.A., for me, the only ones that I've actually been in, like on a somewhat regular basis, L.A. is brutal.
So New York is 1, Philly 2, L.A. 3. Wait, no. Chicago 1, New York 2, Philly 3, L.A. 4, Boston 5, Seattle ranked 10th.
Okay.
And Portland 25th.
Yeah.
So we're doing all right.
Yeah. Hanging in there.
I think a lot of people just didn't go back to work in Portland.
Well, a lot of people, they've given up on the city. They don't come down here. I hear that all the time from people.
That is in the news, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com, December 15, 2025. Got some headlines coming up next, and then we'll take a look at, it's about that time. Oregon James Madison.
Yeah.
Ducks might be getting some wide receivers back.
At least on the practice field.
And some other stuff. So stay right there. Isaac and Suka on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.